Welcome to the Context Machine, episode number 697, the number that broke Jeff. I'm Brian Chaffin.
And I'm Jeff Gamma. And but I did just figure out what's interesting about 697.
Okay, sure.
Prime number.
That is a fun thing. I like prime numbers.
Yeah, I did have to really think about 697. And so instead of just rattling off, here's what happens when you add the digits together. There you go. Something really useful. It is a prime number.
Did you use an LLM for this?
No.
Did you say, dear ChatGPT, what is interesting about the number 697?
And it would have come up with some rando weirdo thing for me. Nope. This is actually me experimenting with DuckDuckGo search. And it came up with top hit was not advertising because it's not Google. It was Numerally.com.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Continue.
Oh. It is also a palindromic number in base 14.
What isn't?
I think 13.
Okay, fair enough. So, continue. The script. We got a thing. We got a show to do, man. Come on, let's go.
Oh, crap. We're doing a show.
Yes.
Right. Oh, yeah. We have a website for that. Contextmachine.io, blah, blah, blah.
You can also use contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can find us on Mastodon at Context Machine or on Blue Sky at contextmachine.bsky.social.
Yes, and another exciting little tidbit for you that is not about the number 697. We are sponsored today by Copilot Money.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're going to tell you more about them later in the show. Let's get to it, right? What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Apple Creator Studio, right?
Sure, because I know that you've just been champing at the bit for the past couple of days. Like, oh, I can't wait to talk about this.
Actually, the way that goes is I can't wait to read up on that because I'm pretty interested in it, but I still haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine, whatever. I'll tell you about it, and then you can pretend like you read about it. How's that sound?
No, why don't just do like a normal show? You tell me about it.
Oh, right. Yeah, that works too. Okay. All right. So earlier this week, Apple, they announced an app subscription bundle. Since it's Apple Creator Studio, it makes sense that it would include Final Cut Pro, Logic Pro, Pixelmator Pro, Motion Compressor Main Stage, and then it also adds in what Apple's calling new AI features and premium content for keynote pages and numbers.
Huh. First of all, did Apple buy Pixelmator Pro when I wasn't looking?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh. I swear to goodness, this is news to me.
Oh, well, then I'm glad you're here, so I can tell you about all this exciting stuff.
I bet that made Adobe a little tense.
It probably made Adobe notice, but Adobe is so deeply entrenched that it's... My guess is that Adobe is watching Affinity closer than what Apple did with first by buying Pixelmator Pro and then announcing the Creator Studio.
Well, bundle. The only reason why I would think that Adobe would be concerned, it's that Apple is further arming itself with apps that compete directly with Adobe products, at least on a consumer level.
Yeah, Yeah, although Final Cut Pro, Logic Pro, these are pro apps.
Oh yeah, those are for sure. But yeah. But Pixelmator Pro, yeah, I don't know how well it really competes with Photoshop, but I suspect
I think it's actually a really good alternative to Photoshop for people that
for most people,
not everyone though.
For most people, it's probably an excellent replacement, and it being an Apple product, how did I miss that? Anyway, whatever.
I feel like we talked about it at some point, but I've
had a stroke since then, though.
Yeah, that's fair. You have, yeah.
Of course, part of this this studio package are three apps that are free anyway. Keynote pages and numbers.
Okay, so important to note that yes, those apps are free. What you're getting is additional content, premium content that's for those apps that's not available outside of the subscription. So we're still waiting to get more details on what these AI features are that are coming. And we do know that the premium content, it will include like images and other resources that you'll use in your, or that people do use in their documents. So for some people, that means that subscriptions they have to other content services that they would use, say, for their keynote presentations, they may not need anymore.
Right. Oh, and I see this is an interesting approach for Apple, because for one thing, the subscription covers different apps on different devices. Right. So you got Final Cut Pro, Logic Pro, and Pixelmator Pro on Mac and iPad. You've got Motion, Compressor, and Mainstage on Mac alone. And then Intelligent Features on premium content for Keynote, Pages, Numbers, and later Freeform for iPhone, iPad, and iMac. That's interesting to me.
Well, Freeform is also a Mac app. So I'm assuming it will, whatever you do will work there as well, because Freeform doesn't actually.
iPhone, iPad, and Mac.
Oh, and Mac. Okay, yeah. I missed that part. But the Pixelmator part, the big news there is that this means Pixelmator is going to be on the iPad.
Yes, that's true.
Pixelmator's been a Mac app.
I thought it was available for iPad.
It's okay. We're going to get through it together, Brian.
It's a good thing you're here. So I also note that they have a really compelling educator price, $2.99 per month.
Yes.
For educators and students, college students in particular. That's why not students?
I'm assuming because they're looking at this as a package that people would be using in college.
Yeah, but I'm frankly sure that kids could use this too. I expect this education price to eventually include other students, because that makes no sense to not include other students.
So maybe they're starting here, figuring out what works, and then they'll expand the program later.
Yeah. And so for students and educators, it's also $29.99 per year, $2.99 per month if you want to pay by the month, which is super compelling, especially if you need Final Cut Pro or Logic Pro in particular.
Yeah. Yes. And I think the regular pricing for not education at $12.99 a month or $129 a year, that's still super cheap compared to other subscription services.
Mm-hmm. It is. I don't know if we actually even named the price. It's did we name the price? $12.99 per month or $129 per year for the normies, for the people who are not college students or educators?
Yes, we did name that. And so what you just did was confirm that we said it correctly. So thank you.
Excellent.
So yay, like how me. I get that?
Yes, I do. Yay me. The press release for those who haven't seen it is quite an interactive thing. They've got several videos demonstrating, you know, both the promotional aspects of this package and a lot of the features of what it can do. So if you haven't seen it, we will have a link in the show notes. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
All right. Nope. Well, yes, I think that we are in an interesting time for creative apps on Apple's platforms. Well, actually, just in general, but this is specific for Apple platforms because everyone's been Creative Cloud, but now Canva has their Creative Cloud competitor suite, Affinity, which was previously the Affinity apps. And so we have a lot of interesting options happening right now in the creative software space.
Right. Which is great. I love it.
Yeah. There we go. That's all I needed to say about that.
All right. So let me tell you about Copilot Money. How's that work?
I would love to hear about this. Yes, please.
All right. Well, you can start your 2026 with clarity and confidence. Copilot Money helps you understand your finances, stay organized, and make better decisions no matter your starting point. You can get a fresh start and make your money work for you this year. You can feel calm and control and excited about where your money is going. You can see everything in one place, spending, accounts, goals, and investments. Now it's available everywhere. That's the web, iOS, iPad, and Mac. You can upgrade from chaotic spreadsheets or outdated tools to a beautifully designed, easy to use experience. Flexible savings goals that help you plan for what matters in 2026 with clear progress tracking to keep you motivated and on course. And automatic subscription tracking so you always know what's renewing and when. Think about that. Automatic subscription tracking so you know what's renewing and when. No more surprise charges or forgotten free trials. Copilot Money is an Apple Editor's Choice app with an App Store rating of 4.8 with 25,000 reviews. That is outstanding. It's also an App Store Awards Editor's Choice and an App Store Design Awards 2024 finalist. I love that. So for a limited time, get 26% off your first year when you sign up at copilot.money. It's new users only and web only. Get 2 months free with code CONTEXT. You can start the new year with clarity, your money beautifully organized now across every device. We want to thank Copilot Money for sponsoring us.
Yeah, thank you, Copilot Money.
Yes, indeed. So there's some other news in the world of apps, right? There's this.
Yes, out of the EU.
MacPaw, one of our sponsors, they're not sponsoring us this week.
Nope, but I bet they'll be back soon.
Yep, I think they will. We love this company, and they announced this week, is this right? January 15th, right? So 2 days mm-hmm. ago.
Yeah.
2 days ago, they announced that the Set App Mobile iOS store is going to go away.
Yes, and for those of you that are like, wait, what exactly is that? This is the alternate app store, third-party app store that they launched in the EU after the EU forced Apple and Google to do that very thing. And so they did that, last year?
Yeah.
And here we are, like, what, maybe a year later, and they're already wrapping up that experiment. And they're saying part of the reason behind this move is that there it is. The app marketplace is a still evolving and complex business, and that the terms don't fit SetApp's current business model.
So, right. So I want to specify here. This is not SetApp, the Mac software service.
This right, was, the one that we both actually rely on for a lot of apps.
Yeah, for several apps. This is SetApp Mobile, which is an iOS app store that was competing with Apple, essentially, and other theoretical, I don't even know what's out there. And it was only available in Europe. Mm-hmm. In fact, they basically say you can use your apps from SetApp Mobile anywhere in the world, but you can only install them from within EU territory. So whatever, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah. My take is they're not making money on it, and it was proving too difficult, which makes it too expensive for them to maintain.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably not much demand for a third party app store in the Apple world.
You know, you're reading my mind because I think that's really what this comes down to. I've been thinking about this for the past couple of days, and I'm feeling like the real push, the real hard push for alternate app stores for iOS and whatever platform. I think that's a thing that's really championed more by
developers.
By
Fortnite.
You know, okay. Okay, yeah. So Epic, yes. But I'm lumping Epic in with companies. So I think it's companies and governments that are really, really pushing for this. And
well, okay, governments were pushing for this.
But I don't think users are that much interested that much. Like, how many people go to Epic's own store to buy stuff, as opposed to going to whatever platform is associated with their devices? And I'm guessing it's not that many. Not that many people, I think, even on Android, go looking for alternate app stores. They've got the Google Play Store or whatever their device is. Samsung people, maybe they're using the Samsung store. Amazon Fire Tablet people, they're using Amazon's app store. And iOS and iPad, I think people here, they're perfectly content to use the app store that came pre-installed.
Yeah, and to be clear, I feel like governments were pushing this because they were being lobbied and whined to by other major companies that are not anywhere near as big as Apple, who were whining about the percentage that they had to pay to Apple to maintain the infrastructure to do all the things.
Right. And then what does Epic do? They turn around and do the same thing, charge the same amounts to developers who want to put stuff on their app store. But I don't think people are buying stuff on their app store anyhow.
I don't know. I don't know if they are.
It's just a hunch, but it feels good to have that hunch.
Fair enough. Yeah, I like it. It's I can also see a world in which Apple was pressuring MacPaw. I'm not saying this is the case. I'm not accusing anything. I'm just acknowledging this as a possibility that Apple could have put pressure on MacPaw to close down its store. For whatever reason, that's in the world of possibility.
Yeah, it's, I don't like to think of that as a possibility, but you're right.
But it's also possible that Apple actually liked MacPaw, a company that they know that they can work with. It's possible that Apple was fine with MacPaw doing this in the EU. We don't really know, and we're just totally speculating.
Yep, we are. And yes, we do know that Apple's compliance with the EU requirements, they were being very, they meaning Apple were being very strict with how they complied with that. Mm-hmm. Like, just like, this is exactly what the letter of these laws say. That is all we will do. Full stop. Which, I mean, that's fine. So I imagine that this was a difficult prospect for companies that wanted to have their alternate iOS marketplaces, which I'm sure Apple's fine with too. Remember, Apple is not your friend. It's a corporation. They make stuff. It just so happens that a lot of the stuff they make is stuff that actually helps us and we like. But yes. They're not our friend.
We talked about that. Was that 2 weeks ago or last week? We're doing these shows every week. They start to blur.
They really do. At this rate, we're going to have like 20.
I feel at this rate, we're going to have 698. We're lost my train of thought. So yay me.
And it was probably the most important point of the whole show.
It was, in fact, the raison d'etre of this show. And I just lost it, and I'm really sorry.
It's all right. So we can try again next week in episode 21. 698.
From the standpoint that we like MacPaw, they're a Ukrainian company. They're good folks. They throw a good party. They've mm-hmm. always been, I feel like they've been, they're absolutely a company in the Mac space that I will happily give my money to. And I'm sorry that they had to close it. And I can't imagine the struggles that they're having in Ukraine.
Yeah, and they've been doing some great stuff to support their fellow businesses and just people in general in Ukraine. So shout out to MacPaw.
Yep, for sure. So I guess that's the news this week, right, Jeff?
Yeah, Brian, I guess it is.
Where are Ainsley and Sienna? Sierra.
Did you ever let them out of the basement?
Nope. Sorry.
Well, I think I might know where they are then.
Oh, goodness, on that note.
It's okay. They had like most of a bag of Skittles, so I'm sure they're fine.
I'm sure they are. That is this week's Context Machine. Assuming the authorities let us come back next week, we'll see you in roughly a week. But if you have anything to comment on, add, or question, you can write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. Our bandwidth is provided by CashFly. The bass is by Dr. Boom, recorded just for this show. And hey, wait a minute. You had a party, didn't you? Dave Ginsberg came out.
I did. I had a party, birthday party. And Dave Ginsberg, in touch with iOS, he flew out from Chicago to be here for the party. That was super cool. So, hey, thanks, Dave. Shout out to you.
Yeah, that's amazing. I hope you had a good time.
Yes, I took him to see Estes Park. He had never been up into the mountains.
You had a good time for your birthday, sir.
Oh, sorry. I forget. Sometimes it can be about me. I had a wonderful time, and the video that everyone put together for me was just absolutely fantastic. And I loved that you were part of that too. So thank you, Brian.
Oh, for sure, man. Angela did a wonderful job of organizing that. And happy birthday, man. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
You're 60, right?
Whatever age you want me to be, that's what age I'll be.
Okay, fair enough.
What age sells, that's the age I'll be.
Right.
Right.